Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It was just another star-studded night in the glitzy hills of Los Angeles, or so it seemed to those outside the Iron Gates. Beyond those high walls where the world's most powerful entertainment figures gathered, reality was anything but glamorous. The rumors long whispered in elite circles now stood on the precipice of full exposure. Sean Diddy Combs, the man who had built an empire out of music, fame, and influence, was at the center of an unfolding scandal that many claimed had been kept secret for years. The light of fame, it seemed, had a very dark shadow. Tanea was one of the first to offer a glimpse into this secret world, a place few dared to talk about until recently. Her story was one of a young, aspiring singer, someone who had believed in the American dream of success in the music industry. Like so many before her, she had the talent, the ambition, and the drive to make it big. What she didn't expect was that her path to stardom would take her into the murky underbelly of Hollywood's elite. It was through an Arabian prince she was seeing casually that Tanea received an invitation to one of Diddy's infamous freak-off parties. She had heard whispers about these events, of course. Stories of excess, of the biggest names in the industry, doing things that wouldn't make it onto TMZ, no matter how salacious. But those were just rumors, she thought. Surely the parties couldn't be that wild, could they? When the invitation came, it seemed like a golden ticket into the inner circle of the entertainment world. Maybe, she thought, this would be her chance to meet the right people, make the right connections. What she didn't realize at the time was that what lay ahead would be more of a nightmare than a dream. The night started like any other extravagant Hollywood party. Tanea arrived in a limousine, dressed to impress, and as she stepped out, the soft hum of the city echoed around her. The mansion was massive, glowing in the night with lights illuminating every inch of the property. It wasn't until she reached the front door that things started to feel off. There was security, of course, but this wasn't your standard bouncer-type operation. Phones were taken from each guest upon entry, a clear signal that whatever happened inside wasn't meant to leave the premises. Privacy was paramount, it seemed, but for what purpose? Tanea handed over her phone, receiving only access to a photo booth for pictures. It was an odd detail, but one that didn't immediately set off alarms. After all, celebrities at these events valued their privacy. This could have been a harmless precaution. Yet, as she walked inside, the atmosphere felt off. The music was pulsing, not the hip-hop beats she had expected from a party hosted by one of the most influential figures in that world. But something else. House music. Loud and thumping, almost disorienting. Guests were scattered about, lounging near the pool, drinking mimosas and laughing too loudly. It felt like a scene from a dream, except it was too strange to be comforting. The night wasn't fun, it was surreal, almost otherworldly. As Tanea moved deeper into the mansion, she started to notice the cracks in the glamorous facade. There were hundreds of people, some of them recognizable faces, musicians she had admired, actors who dominated the silver screen, influencers whose lives she had followed online. But there was something missing from them. Their smiles never quite reached their eyes, and the conversation seemed forced, hollow. Tanea couldn't shake the feeling that something was deeply wrong. And then she saw Diddy. The music mogul himself was standing with the prince who had invited her, and at first the scene seemed innocuous enough. They were talking, just like any party guests would. But the longer she watched, the more uncomfortable she became. There was a tension in the air, something unsaid that passed between them. And then, something happened. Something Tanea didn't want to put into words. "I'm not going to say what he was doing," she recalled, her voice quiet but steady. "But it was something really sexual." That was when Tanea knew this wasn't the party she had expected. Whatever hopes she had of networking, of meeting people who could help her career, vanished in an instant. She wanted to leave, but curiosity, and perhaps fear, kept her there. What was going on behind the scenes? What was happening inside this house that was so carefully hidden from the outside world? As she moved through the mansion, she started to see things she would never forget. The party wasn't just a wild night of fun. It was something darker, something far more disturbing. People were in various states of undress, engaging in acts that she could only describe as out of control. Drugs were everywhere, and the guests, many of them intoxicated, seemed oblivious to what was happening around them. There was a smaller, more exclusive inner circle within the party, a group of people who had been given special access to a different part of the mansion. They were identified by the slippers they wore, Diddy's way of signaling who was allowed to enter this private world. Tanea wasn't one of them, but she caught glimpses of what was happening behind those doors. "It was like something out of a movie," she said. "People were having sex in every corner, doing drugs openly. There was no shame. It was just wild." And it wasn't just the hedonism that disturbed her. It was the feeling that everything had been orchestrated, that this wasn't just a party. It was something far more sinister. There were people passed out, laid out on couches and floors, and no one seemed to care. Tanea felt like she was watching a scene from a horror movie where everyone was in on the nightmare except her. "I just felt like I was going to get sex trafficked or drugged or something like that," she later admitted. That feeling of unease, of impending danger, eventually became too much, and she made her exit. She didn't get the connections she had hoped for, but at least she got out with her dignity intact, something she realized later was a rare thing in that world. In the years that followed, Tanea tried to tell her story. She wanted people to know what she had seen, what she had experienced, but no one believed her. "They didn't believe me," she said. "They thought I was lying or exaggerating. It was just too crazy, too unbelievable." But then, the accusations against Diddy began to surface. Lawsuits were filed, stories started to leak, and suddenly, Tania's story didn't seem so unbelievable after all. Cassie Ventura, Diddy's former girlfriend, was one of the first to bring the allegations to the public. In a lawsuit filed against the music mogul, she described a world that sounded eerily similar to what Tanea had witnessed. According to Cassie's lawsuit, Diddy's freak-off parties weren't just wild celebrity gatherings. They were meticulously planned events where drugs and sex were part of the entertainment. She claimed that Diddy would fly male sex workers to his parties, sometimes using escort services to find them. These men would be brought to luxury hotels across the country where the parties took place. Hotels like the Trump International in New York, L'Hermitage in Beverly Hills, and the Intercontinental in Atlanta. And it wasn't just the sex workers who were part of the show. Cassie alleged that she, too, was forced to participate in these events, often under the influence of drugs that Diddy would provide. Ecstasy, cocaine, GHB, ketamine. These substances were given to her in excessive amounts, leaving her disoriented and detached from what was happening around her. "The parties were filmed," she said, "with cameras hidden in the rooms to capture every moment." And the footage? It was used to control the guests to keep them quiet about what they had seen and done. For years, these stories remained hidden behind the walls of Diddy's empire. But as more people started to come forward, the truth, or at least pieces of it, began to emerge. The freak-off parties weren't just about fun and debauchery. They were about control. The drugs, the sex, the cameras. It was all part of a system designed to keep people in line to ensure that no one would dare speak out. But now, the silence has been broken. Diddy is currently being held at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, facing charges of sex trafficking and racketeering. His arrest was a long time coming, but for the people who were caught up in his world, it feels like justice may finally be within reach. Cassie's lawsuit has since been settled out of court, but the legal battles continue. Prosecutors are building their case, and more people are expected to come forward in the coming months. The question now is, how deep does this go? Who else was involved, and how long has this been happening? For Tanea, the ordeal is finally coming to an end. Her story, once dismissed as too outrageous to believe, is now part of a larger narrative, one that is finally being heard. "It felt like selling your soul," she said, reflecting on that night. But now, people are starting to listen, and maybe, just maybe, something will change.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
I can't tell you how often I hear, "Oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat." That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapist provides specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.